Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening. This is a shiur for vacation time. It's really any time someone wants to listen is also great, but the dedication is from a very, very, very chashuv person who listens to the shiurim, has been listening to the shiurim for many years, who's an incredible person who works on themselves and grows and is someone who is very dedicated to everything we talk about in shiur. And they had mentioned to me a great thing, like now that yeshiva's on Bein Hazmanim, so that's really when people could speak Lashon Hara, and that's when we really lose ourselves. When we're sometimes in our regular daily focus, then things are easier. And I said, you know what? It's actually what the Mesillas Yesharim says. The Mesillas Yesharim says in Midas HaPrishus, in Perek Yud Gimel, and I quote, Hatil v'hadibur im eno bidvar iser, which means going on vacation and speaking is not usser. Vadai din Torah mutterhu. It's mutter to be on vacation. Amnam, listen to what the Ramchal says, kama bitul Torah nimshach mimenu, but then you don't learn Torah. Kama min halashin hara, kama min ashkarim, how many lies, how much lashin hara, etc., he says. So based on that, let us try and remind ourselves of this is shiur number one on that, of some Hilchos Lashon Hara, which we're going to do in a second. But basically, just to remind ourselves that every day, it's important for us to remind ourselves the importance of what life is about. Lashon Hara is always that we're focused on other people. We're focused on someone else, which is one of the biggest Yetzaharas, is to be in someone else's business. That's why Lashon Hara is so prevalent and so hard, and so why we need so much chazara, so much review, not to speak Lashon Hara, because what happens is we're the Yetzirah has basically one major goal, and that is to distract us from living the life that we want to live. That's really, right, if we would say in a nutshell, what the purpose of the Yetzirah is to destroy our life, both in this world and the next world. How does he do that? He distracts us from our mission. It's one of the things I've said many times, that the mission of the world, the purpose of the world, is to find your purpose in the world. That is one of the purposes of us being in the world, is to live my purpose and to live me and to be focused on me. So when we speak Lashon Hara, it's not just a person does an aveira, okay, you hurt another person. Besides the fact that we hurt, maki ish beseser, that's Lashon Hara, is that when we hit someone secretly, that's one of the psukim that's brought down for Lashon Hara, that you beat up somebody in secret, that's speaking Lashon Hara. But it's not just that we hurt, right? Whenever someone does an aveira, bein adam lechavero or ben adam lamakom, they're hurting some relationship. But of course they're hurting themselves also. But in Lashon Hara it's even worse than a regular aveira. Why? Because you're really totally distracting yourself from you, and you're in someone else's world. Oh, he's doing this, she's doing this, my parents are doing this, my child is doing this, my boss is doing this. You're not taking responsibility. We're not taking responsibility to live the life that we want to live. Right? When a person does another aveira, it could just be taiva, it could be this, it could be that, but they're not in essence. I remember hearing from Rabbi Freifeld, from one of his shiurim, I didn't hear from him live, but I heard from a tape, I remember him saying the words that, like, when you speak Lashon Hara, it's not how much small you're making the other person, it's how small you're making yourself. You become so small. We become like so small that's what you're talking about. Like the Maharal says, that's one of the people who's considered dead. A dead person is a mitzora. Why? Because a dead person is someone who needs everybody else. A living person is giving to everybody else, doesn't need other people. I mean, we all need people, but you know, they can give. They're a giver. A dead person can't do anything. So a metzora, which is someone who speaks lashon hara, is a metzora. It's one of the reasons someone gets tzaras, is totally, totally in need of other people. I need to speak about other people. I need to gossip. I need to hear what's doing politics. I need to hear what's going on, because my life, getting up in the morning early, or being motivated, or me starting off my day and having my mission and being clear of what I want to do and where I want to go and making the decisions and not being pulled in different directions from other people is an incredible, incredible inspiration for ourselves, to give ourselves the gift that we can give to ourselves. So, okay, that was today's shiur. A quick halacha of Hilchas Lashon Hara that I actually learned. Let me just get it here. Great halacha that I learned yesterday. Such a powerful halacha, which we'll talk a little bit about. One second, here it is. Here we go. Hopefully this is it. Okay, no. One second, I'm sorry. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Lashon Hara applies. I'm reading this from Hilchos Lashon Hara, Perek Ches, Chelek Gimel, or I don't know, that's what it says. Hilchos Lashon Hara, chapter 8, section 3. This I'm reading from a Shmiras Halashon email that I get every day. Just in case when I'm traveling or I'm somewhere else that I don't have my purity of speech safer, that I always have access to Shmiras Halashon. I guess if someone maybe will post the how to subscribe to it. But here it is. This was my daily one yesterday. Lashon Hara applies even when one speaks of a minor, of a child. For example, to speak negatively of a child raised in a home, for this may lead to him being thrown out. So if you tell the parents or a teacher, right? How crazy is this? You tell a teacher has to be careful how they speak about their student, because they're going to get the parents upset at them, right? The same applies to any harm caused to a minor, to a child. If one wants to save people from harm done by the minor, right? So let's say you have a child who's acting a certain way, or to improve their behavior, then obviously it's permitted to save someone if the child's going to hurt someone, or if you're helping them in their behavior. But here he goes, says the Chafetz Chaim, unbelievable. One must know in advance that the story is true, and not to be quick to rely on what one heard from others. One must also see what might result from one speaking, meaning, yes, we have to protect our children, we have to protect, but you have to be careful, is what you're going to say, how that's going to result, what's going to result from what you said. For unwanted things often result in such incidents. Unwanted things, sometimes we say things, and it's very, right, camp, right, telling on a child for in camp, in school, for sure, teachers and mechanchim have to know this very, very well, because, of course, everyone's trying to do what's right, but what's going to happen, right, that you're going to hurt somebody, doesn't mean you can't do it in the right way. You have to, you know, figure that out. But, okay. Thank you all for listening. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zocha to be able to enjoy our vacations. We should all be zocha to be able to have break time. It's very, very important to take breaks and to have spend time taking care of ourselves. At the same time, part of taking care of ourselves is not to be speaking Lashon Hara when we're on vacation or we're out of our regular flow of life. And I thank that person again who suggested this. Great idea. I hope we'll be able to do this as much as we can over vacation time, over Pesach, over this Penazmanim, and which also works because Pesach is Pesach. Maybe that's a shir for another time. Pesach, it's when we're able to speak, because the reason we're in Gullus is because of Lashon Hara, and the way to get out of Gullus is through not speaking Lashon Hara. So all the best to everyone. Create an amazing day, whether it's the morning, afternoon, or evening. Start new. Try and start new, because right now is the first moment. Just made this up right now. Right now is the first moment of the rest of your life. Thank you so much.